function of spatial frequency, it looks something like this.
Dennis, what's the purpose of
it? It was full of free-thinking technological radicals and inspirational ideas.
It was just a kind of dream place. We had a general overall vision about what we call the office of the future, and that was it. We're told to figure out how to do that.
Jobs was desperate to take a look inside this precious storehouse of ideas. He got his chance when Xerox made an investment in Apple and invited him in.
I demonstrated various technologies that our group had, but the things that stood out to the visitors were the pointing device, the mouse, which we hadn't invented. It had been around for 15 years. We had just improved it. But it wasn't something that most people had ever seen before.
Larry Tesler was demonstrating how a computer with icons on the screen could be controlled by this novel gadget, a mouse. Jobs couldn't believe what he was seeing.
He started pacing around the room, very nervously almost, and then more excitedly, and then he just couldn't hold it back. He just had to talk. And so he started saying things like, "You're sitting on a gold mine. This is insanely great. It is just amazing. Why aren't you doing anything with this?"
Unlike the vast Xerox Corporation, Jobs acted swiftly.
I went into his office, sat down, and I said, "Steve, I've been thinking about a few product ideas," and hardly had I gotten the sentence out, and he said, "Stop, Dean. I know exactly what we need to do." When he said a mouse, I looked at him and said, "A mouse? I had no clue what a mouse was."
Xerox saw the mouse as part of an expensive business computer. Jobs saw it very differently.